This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Doran Dickerson here with you for about, 50 more minutes? Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. Callis, how are you doing, man?
I feel good now.
You feel good? Are you gonna
like
watch?
I'm back in shorts.
Are you gonna watch the Pitt game tonight?
Yeah.
You will?
Absolutely.
Didn't you want to go to the game?
I would, sure.
Didn't you ask Crowley to go to the game last week?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I thought Pat was gonna tailgate. Silly.
Oh, that's
silly
right.
Me.
Yeah, you thought Pat was gonna like call off work to tailgate with you and
not
your...
call off work, just early enough.
Get there early enough to hang out and, you know, eat something, I guess, right?
Yeah, we are tailgating on the 9th, though. I do know that.
What's that? What game is that? Virginia?
Yeah.
I think that's Virginia.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So where are you going to tailgate at?
I don't know. We're going. I think it's something for Feed the Need we're partnering with. So there's going to be a lady there with us with to get donations. But I'm going to deck out my car so it looks sick. I'm going to have College Football 25 in the front. Mm. I'm going to have... hopefully some beverages for some people out the back. I'm going to convert my spare tire compartment into a cooler.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Put ice in there and make it like an ice chest. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have any food?
I don't know.
If you were to make one tailgate item, like food item, what would it be?
I'd make burgers.
Burgers?
I could handle that.
Can you? You cook burgers?
Do you have one of those portable grills?
No. I do not.
That might be an investment here because I got a socket in my trunk. You bring the portable grill, plug it into that little socket, and you're just grilling food
like a Foreman grill.
Not quite.
Like an actual charcoal, like little mini grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a George Foreman would work though.
Yeah. You should get one of those. They have them at like Home Depot. You can get it and then have like a little propane tank to hook up to it.
Just make people burgers up out of the trunk of my car. Video games in the front, food and drinks out the back.
There you go.
Sure.
You've been wanting to do this for a while, so you got to get it done.
That's right.
You got to do it. How about this mind-blowing stat by Nick Faribault? He tweeted this, I believe, last night. In 3 years under Matt Canada, the Steelers had 0 400-yard games. In 7 games under Arthur Smith, the Steelers have had 2. 2 in 7 games. In 3 years of games underneath Matt Canada, the Steelers had 0. And I know we've hit on this subject a few times, but I don't think that people are giving Arthur Smith his credit that he deserves right now of really not like aesthetically transforming this offense, but coming in here and fixing the issues of the Steelers offense that we've seen for the last how many years. It makes sense. I think is the appropriate way to talk about the Steelers offense. It finally makes sense. It's finally competent. And you finally have a quarterback that can operate it. Actually, you have two quarterbacks. And I think that the reason why I want to give Arthur Smith so much credit, and Mike Tomlin for that matter, is that you had to deal with two quarterbacks and two quarterbacks that are very different. And that is hard because you're basically putting in two different types of offenses that fit the personality and the personnel of each quarterback. And for the first 6 games, we saw an offense under Justin Fields where it did look different than it did Sunday night. And it really protected him in ways while you're building him up and trying to rebuild him as a quarterback. It is tough to get the most out of that person because, you know, sometimes you don't want to let them and cut them loose. Because that might hurt them. It might hurt them in their progression of becoming an all-around quarterback. So whether Arthur Smith was fighting that battle and also putting in an offense to try to win games, that's a tough job to do. And then whenever you have your head coach make the decision of going to the veteran quarterback now you have to alter your offense as well to fit that guy. And I thought that, you know, at times there are people that are upset with some of the play calls, the continuity of it. But all in all, the offense that was called on Sunday night fit exactly what Russell Wilson does well. And Russell Wilson, he displayed that he could still move around pretty well, too, as well. So the boots and turning his back to the defense, like, that's what Russell Wilson does. He gets on the move. He gets his legs going. He turns down the field. He finds his receivers. I just think that Arthur Smith has done a fantastic job thus far. And that was so needed. I mean, I just read that off. Nick Faribault tweeted that. I mean, 3 years under Matt Canada, zero. Zero. 400-yard games. In 7 games under Arthur Smith, he had two. With two different quarterbacks. That's doing a really good job. And for what you're working with, too. We talked about it, too, a little bit is, you know, what Russell Wilson can ultimately bring to the table is, can he raise the level of play of everybody around him? And he absolutely did that. I mean, got Darnell Washington involved. I mean, Van Jefferson scored a touchdown. George Pickens over 100 yards in the touchdown. Russell Wilson had 2 touchdowns on his own, over 264 passing yards. Pat Freiermuth, 2 catches for over 50 yards. Calvin Austin, over 35, 40 yards receiving. He is involving guys and raising the level of play of guys that, unfortunately, Justin Fields couldn't do. Now, that's not to say that Justin Fields can't get to that point at some point in his career, but that's what you get whenever you have a 13-year veteran quarterback that has won a Super Bowl, been to two, and has done this for so long. You start to think about all the receivers that Russell Wilson has played with and how good their seasons were. Even guys like Jermaine Kearse from, you know, the 2015-14 season, and Doug Baldwin. I mean, these aren't big-time names. And Golden Tate and Percy Harvin, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, you know, Cortland Sutton. These, you know, Russell Wilson has been a factor in those guys being pretty good wide receivers throughout the league and throughout the years. And it showed what he is capable of doing for this receiving core and these skilled players on Sunday night. So, you know, all in all, I really do believe that in order for all of us to feel comfortable about where the Steelers are at heading into the bye week, knowing what they have to do after the bye week and that gauntlet of AFC North football and starting off with an NFC team that is young and is exciting and is hungry in the Commanders, what they have to do Monday night is either equal the performance that they did against the Jets or be slightly better. I talked about the ceiling earlier. I don't know how much room is at the top of that ceiling, because I think that they possibly hit that on Sunday night. But can you do that consistently? That's where the ceiling kind of widens a little bit. Can you do that consistently? Is that the barometer that we're basing this offense on? Is the 37, 30-plus point range, win or lose, you're still competing on offense? And they must do that Monday night, right? This is a Giants team that is awful. Thinking about benching their quarterback, their $100 million quarterback. That's where they're at. They have one playmaker, really, on offense, Malik Nabers. They have a guy on defense in DeMarcus Lawrence that can wreck a game. But those two guys, if that's all you got, and you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you have confidence, and you have the momentum, and you're feeling really good about yourself, you should blow this team out of the water on Monday Night Football. You cannot regress. If you regress, Sunday night's game against the Jets means nothing. It means nothing, and then the questions start to arise again. They start to rise. They start to come up. Was this a really good decision by Mike Tomlin with Russell Wilson? And I think that it will. I think that they will play very well. I think that Russell Wilson is just getting his feet underneath him. I think that it definitely gets better. But it's a must that they go out there and they dominate the Giants. They dominate a bad football team and head into the bye week and get some guys back, get some guys healthy. Cordarrelle Patterson will probably play this week or play on Monday night. So there's another added piece for Russell Wilson to be able to use. He'll be used in the passing game and the running game. Hopefully during the bye week you can get guys back like Nick Herbig. Maybe even some linebackers back. I think Cam Sutton is maybe eligible to come back after the bye week. So you're going to be sitting pretty good if you do take care of business Monday night, and I think it's a must. And Arthur Smith has done a fantastic job with utilizing the talents of each quarterback and making this offense fit around them appropriately to win football games. Got to give him his credit. The defense, got to give them credit, too, of fixing things. The communication issues that we saw against Indy, communication issues we saw against Dallas, they seem to have gotten fixed against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on Sunday night. And Patrick Queen had some things to say about that. We'll hear from him coming up next. It's 9:23. Get to Tom Fridays for Juicy Steaks, Meats, and More. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran Dickerson here with you for about 25, 30 more minutes here in the Fan Morning Show. Pitt, Syracuse tonight at 7:30. Steelers play the Giants Monday Night Football, another primetime game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need to get it done, and the defense showed up, I thought, on Sunday night, and the communication issues they have seen have gone away. Clearly, Beanie Bishop has really responded to the first six games of the season, has two interceptions against Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get those ball signed, by the way. Aaron Rodgers is going to sign those footballs and send them back to Beanie Bishop. So good on the young defensive back of having a big game and getting a Hall of Famer to sign the footballs that you intercepted. But Patrick Queen, he spoke to the media yesterday on the state of where the defense is at.
He had led the team with 9 tackles the other day, but I think he only played like half the snaps. Is it unusual to see that type of production?
Not with somebody like him. I think he has that ability. We all know he got that ability, actually. So just to be able to see him do that is big. But just knowing that his play can get even better, that's the scary part.
How much better do you think he can get?
A lot better. We understand he's a rookie. However many games in right now, so the sky's the limit for him.
Is Patrick leaning on you for a bunch of dice?
I mean, he is and he isn't. Like, I think for a rookie, there's a lot of stuff that's thrown at him. And, you know, we try to give him that advice. We try to do the best we can to give him as much stuff as he can without trying to overload him and just have him stuck playing like a robot. So he asks a lot of questions, he does. But at the same time, we just got to understand he's still a rookie and just, like, let him go out there and play.
Do you feel a lot more comfortable in his defense now? I mean, than maybe towards the beginning of the season?
Yeah, definitely do. Still getting used to it, still getting used to how the guys play and stuff. So it was tough at first, but you know, it's just getting comfortable, getting to know the guys, getting to know how they play, getting to know how people play box, how some people don't. Just getting a feel for how people might shoot gaps, some people might not. So, and just knowing who's in the game at the time and who does that well and who doesn't. So, it's still going to get a little bit to get used to, but you know, that's why I'm here.
I'm sure you felt this a little bit in Baltimore when you were there, but this defense is kind of game-changing, game-altering. It changes momentums of games. You know, what's like that like to be a part of a defense that does that?
It's incredible. It's electric, and that's what you dream of. Like, whatever position you're in, you want to be on that side where they dominate and take control. And, you know, for this defense to be doing what we have been doing, and it's crazy. Like, we all just sitting there talking. Like, it's still more that's out there for us to take over and stuff. So that's the big focus for this week, is just capitalizing on opportunities that we've missed on.
Anything more to do in primetime games? Back-to-back primetime games here coming up.
What about?
Anything more to doing in front of a national audience in primetime games? You got two in a row here.
As much as we could do. It's huge, though, because primetime games don't go around like that. And for us to have two back-to-back like this is incredible, especially the uniforms that we get to wear back-to-back weeks. So we just got to go out there and do what we do at a high level and do it as best as we can.
I think you guys currently are second in the league in turnover margin. What's been the biggest key for this defense in creating those opportunities?
Hunting the ball. They preach hunting the ball. And I think we just all been rallying to the ball, trying to get to the ball and just, you know, create havoc. And, like, that's what I was just saying. Like, there's just so many more plays out there that we can create. And then we let up, and we know that, and that's why we're so aggravated walking around here right now, just knowing that we can get better. So it's what we do. It's what they preach, and I think it can only get better.
How do you keep from teammates overlooking teams, like looking at records and saying, hey, this is going to be an easy game, but just keep people focused at
it? It's the NFL. I mean, they're here for a reason. So I don't look at the whole record and all this and that stuff. You know, every single guy on that team got to the NFL for a reason. If they wasn't able to play the game, they wouldn't be in the league. So we all know what's at stake. We know that they're a good team. They're an NFL caliber team. They have a good head coach. They have a great quarterback. They got great athletes. They got who's on both sides of the ball, defense as well. So, you know, it's going to be a good game.
What have you guys missed? What's aggravating?
It's just small plays here and there, tackling, a few breaks, coverage, small stuff that we know we can get better at. And that's what we're preaching right now. So that's going to be the focus this week, is just capitalizing on those things.
You played with somebody who's trying to tackle a lot more pass. Has met him a lot of times. What do you say about what he's doing right now? He's lost more games, how far he's running.
Yes,
somebody else is
right now. Glad I'm on the same team as him, but nah, he's doing his thing. You know, that's what I keep telling him every single game, is just keep bringing your stuff, So, like, nobody wants to tackle you. You're too big, 230 pounds, 6'2", run hyper fast, wants to, and just a physical guy all around, a mean guy, nasty guy. So whenever he runs like that, nobody wants to tackle him. Nobody wants to deal with him in four quarters at least. So I know that. So he's just got to keep doing what he's doing.
I know when you got here, you kind of talked a little bit about that carryover rivalry with Jalen. But in training camp, it seemed like it was more so you and Najee who were going at it a lot. How fun was that experience, and how much did that get both of you guys ready for these knockdown, drag-out fights?
It wasn't fun, but it was damn near worth it. But, I mean, the guy's a great guy. Both of those guys, and just to be able to go up against them and practice every single day, that gets me better. So that's why when you see I mess up on the small things against other people, I be pissed off because I practice and them to perfect it and stuff. So I mean, and just knowing other people get paid to play too. So, but those guys, man, they could do whatever they want to on the field, and that's what we thrive off of. We feed off that energy that they feed us.
It's been a couple of months now. Is he pissing you off, Najee?
Yeah.
Late July,
yeah.
Early August.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, it was a long few months. But, I mean, it just
felt like a few months, even though it was only a few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, it felt like a long time. But, I mean, it's worth it. Like I said, I mean, those two guys are some of the best in the league. I don't know what they do and stuff. And when they run like that, that's why I said we feed off that stuff, because we go against them every single day and know what they bring to the table.
But Najee talks a lot more than Jalen, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he does that to opposing teams as well as just you guys.
There's Patrick Queen, and they're seeming to find their stride as a defense of Patrick Queen. You know, just taking a little bit of time to really get himself inserted into this defense and understand really what's going on. Well, I'm sure he understands what's going on. I mean, he's the green dot guy, as people like to say, but really just in incorporating himself in the defense and making plays. The guy, I love the signing in the offseason. I thought that the Steelers really needed to enhance that position. They've been trying to do that ever since Ryan Shazier and really failed. So Patrick Queen being the general of that defense, I think that as the games go on, the weeks go on, he will get better and better. And, you know, I'd keep an eye out on Cole Holcomb possibly coming back after the bye week. I think that he'll be ready to go maybe next week and have some practices. We'll see where he's at. So that could enhance the group as well. And he talked about Peyton Wilson and what he has done thus far for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and as a rookie and just all over the place, led the team in tackles on Sunday night. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your home and business security company. Coming up next, we'll do another quick breakdown of Pitt-Syracuse tonight. Joe Starkey just popped in, and he was like, "Can I sit in here while you do this?" And I said, "Sure." And then he proceeds to ask me a question of, who's had the best individual Pitt season in the, 20th century?
21st since 2001.
Yeah, 21st century since 2001.
Doran Dickerson had a hell of a year.
He did all right.
10 touchdowns, right?
Then I asked you, I said, well, why don't you just hop on and talk about it? And then you said you can't. You have to rent
my column.
And then you hop on and talk about it.
Well, after I said I have to write my column, then it seemed like you wanted me to jump in.
You asked me the question. I was like, we might as well just talk about it. It's a good question.
It is a good question, isn't it? We talked about it yesterday. Guess who I forgot?
Who?
James Conner.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Can't forget about him, right?
He beat the reigning Heisman Trophy winner for ACC Player of the Year.
Yes.
In what was it, 14? Yeah, 14.
I believe, yeah. Yeah. Who did you pick?
I'm still trying to decide. But the question is not who's the best player, but who had the best season Kenny's season wasn't bad. He almost won the Heisman. Ron Cook didn't vote for Larry Fitzgerald, or he would have won the Heisman. Aaron Donald had a pretty good year.
I mean, Jordan
Shady?
Addison?
Addison caught 100 balls. Deion Lewis had 1,800 yards rushing.
And 20-some touchdowns. His freshman year.
And we haven't even mentioned Shady. Or that's, Tyler Boyd. Or Tyler Palko.
That's a very good question. I would probably have to go Kenny.
I can't argue that.
Finalist in the Heisman.
Yeah.
I mean, what, 42, 43 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Ah.
First outright conference title ever
yes.
for Pitt?
Yes. Yes. There's a lot.
I'm torn.
I'm trying to think. I mean, we might have to throw some kickers in there, too.
Blew it.
Yeah. Connor Lee.
Connor Lee.
Uh-huh. Not bad.
We haven't even talked defense. What about Darrell Revis?
See, he was kind of quiet, never got thrown at.
That's what I said.
But what about H.B. Blades?
What about H.B. Blades?
Or Scott McKillop.
All-American. Yes.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's a very good question, Joe.
I have to go. I'm sorry.
All right. See you.
Goodbye, Dorian.
See you. Joe. Pet Fest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, animal shelters, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, or join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Pet Fest is brought to you by Point Breeze Veterinarian Clinic, Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, and EV True Value Hardware. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Pitt, Syracuse tonight. Pitt is clearly undefeated on the season. Syracuse has one loss, and that is to Stanford. Kyle McCord, transferring from Ohio State, has over 2,000 yards passing on the season, 19 touchdowns already. They will be without their number one wide receiver in Pena, so that does benefit the Pitt Panthers. I'm very anxious to see how this Pitt Panther team responds after the second-ish bye week. You know, it was a little shorter than a normal bye week, but they've already had one, so this is their second, and they finally found their groove, it seemed like, against Cal on defense. I mean, that's how they won that football game. Eli Holstein, 133 yards passing, two interceptions against Cal. So you hope that the young quarterback can find his way again on offense and let that explosive offense be the determining factor for the win tonight against Syracuse. But there's going to be a lot of points scored. Asked Jeff Hathorn that earlier. A lot of points scored in this game, and I think it's going to be exciting tonight. You know, Syracuse says they beat Pitt last year at Yankee Stadium, which was – you know, the game was terrible, but the experience was awesome. Just being at Yankee Stadium, I had never been there before. Being able to explore in New York City the night before, it was just awesome, an awesome atmosphere. But Pitt losing to a tight end that played Wildcat last year, that was very, very, very bad. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Larry Fitzgerald will be there tonight. It is Fitzburg. They're honoring Larry. He's going in the College Football Hall of Fame in December 10th, I believe. Larry Fitzgerald, another guy, Joe, that big-time season. At least one.
Ron still hears from people on that one.
Yeah.
Are you mad at Ron for that?
I've gotten over it. I've gotten over it, I think.
I mean, to me, I sort of kid. I don't know if his vote actually cost Fitzgerald the Heisman, but it was... It was a very close race.
From what I know, that there was other people that didn't vote as well.
Yeah. So. Isn't it for the best player, though?
And it was the best player.
He was the best player.
Like, hands down. Jason White was not.
Jason White had great stats for a great team, but anybody looking at that, Larry Fitzgerald was the best player. I'm sorry, Dorian. I have to go.
All right. See you. Larry Fitzgerald will be there tonight. I've told you all stories about Larry and my experience with Larry, and you know, I'm very fortunate to have had the access that I did throughout my three levels of football, really, from high school, being able to work out with him in high school, to be able to pick his brain in high school, then in college, him coming back and being able to be around him, and then in the pros, being able to go to Minnesota where he grew up and where he resides in the off season and train with him. And just seeing how he works on a day-to-day basis, it's clear and evident whenever you're around the guy of why he is regarded as one of the best football players to ever play the game. But he will be there tonight. New athletic director, Joe, that we talked to earlier. You might want to look at some clips of that. Alan Green, we talked to him earlier at 8 a.m.
What's he like? I've never spoken to him. I don't know that much about him.
He's awesome. There's one thing on his mind, and that's raising money for NIL, and that's what you need.
Yes.
That's what you need, right?
Yes.
You need that in this landscape.
I mean, do you agree that's the main reason or one of two or three that Heather's gone?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It wasn't on the forefront of her mind. And that's what you need to compete.
You just do.
And you get a guy that's from the, you know, coming from the SEC and Tennessee. And if you even just kind of scroll through what Tennessee has done in the last couple months with the whole percentage of taxing, the ticket taxing of going to NIL, everybody pays a certain percentage and it goes to NIL of extra tickets, but they could do that there. But he's going to bring that mindset to the University of Pittsburgh. And I think that it's absolutely needed.
I want to hear that interview.
It's pretty
I'm
good.
Glad you talked to him.
All right,
I'll see you.
All right, see you.
Joe, I do.
Oh man, you're so funny. Yeah, Pitt, Syracuse tonight, big game, 7:30. Obviously, that there's a Thursday night game for those of you that are interested in Cooper Kupp joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will play tonight against the Vikings. Rams, Vikings, Thursday night football. Could Matt Stafford be on the move to the Vikings, which I think is a slap in the face to Sam Darnold? Vikings only lost one game on the season, but those two have been rumored to be getting shopped at some point, and Cooper Kupp has been linked to the Steelers. He was linked to the Kansas City Chiefs and a few other teams, but now the Chiefs are off the board with signing and trading for DeAndre Hopkins. So it just looks like it's the Steelers, and can they get a deal done? The Steelers have been in business with the Rams before, and they got a deal done, and it benefited greatly for the Rams in Dotson. And now he's one of the best guards in the NFL. So Les Snead, Omar Khan, they have a relationship. Things have worked out before. Can they get something done for Cooper Kupp? Because if they do, I think Cooper Kupp is that good of a player to take the Steelers into a realm where they'll be legitimately competitive and they could possibly make some noise in the playoffs. I think he's that missing piece. I think he's that good of a football player. He's not just a slot receiver. He could play Z, he could play X, he can motion, he could do everything. So get that out of your mind. He is an everything wide receiver, high volume guy, and the perfect complement for George Pickens. Coming up next, we'll do Social Media's Biggest Loser. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. This is a winner. It's not a loser, so I'm going to change it real quick. The winner of social media that pops up every single Tuesday is Russell Wilson visiting Children's Hospital every single Tuesday. You can say what you want about Russell Wilson, but the guy cares. And that's awesome to see. I absolutely love seeing those pictures pop up of Russell Wilson taking his time and his day off on Tuesday to go visit the kids at Children's Hospital. Fantastic, fantastic on Russell Wilson. Absolutely love that. He is social media's biggest winner, and I could say that probably every single week during the season. Joe Starkey is up next. He's trying to finish a column, and good luck to him. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 60, low of 43 with clear weather tomorrow. High of 67, low of 36, partly cloudy. I am off tomorrow. I will enjoy this Pitt game tonight. Hopefully Pitt gets a win. I will see you next week. Good job, Callis. Held a pit.